Happy Sunday. Welcome back to the Fresno Grizzlies pregame show. I guess you're... Hello and welcome to Stockton, California, here at Banner Island Ballpark for the series finale between your Fresno Grizzlies and the hometown Stockton Ports. Hello and welcome, however you're listening and wherever you're listening. Thanks for tuning in to Stream Guys, FresnoGrizzlies.com, the Bally Live app, and MILB TV. My name is Stephen Rice, and I'm glad you could join us for Sunday evening baseball between the single-A affiliates of the Colorado Rockies and Oakland Athletics. It's your Fresno Grizzlies and the hometown Stockton Ports. Your Fresno Grizzlies coming with a record of 49-45. They are 11-18 in the second half, while the Stockton Ports come in with a record of 36-57. They are 10-19 in the second half. And your Fresno Grizzlies are looking for a series win after dropping the first two games of the series. The Grizzlies have won the last three, and they have done it in offensive explosion fashion, as the Grizzlies in their last two games have scored 26 runs on 36 hits. That's right, your Grizzlies scoring 10 runs in yesterday's win. Let's talk all about yesterday's win on Saturday Night Baseball. The Grizzlies overwhelming the Ports 10-5. After they had lost five consecutive contests after the All-Star break, the Grizzlies now have reeled off three straight victories, and the Grizzlies, who haven't won an away series in their last three road trips, can win it tonight. The Grizzlies now 78-29 all time against the Ports, 43-10 here at Banner Island Ballpark, kept their momentum going. 10 runs, 14 hits in last night's game. The Grizzlies had every starter notch at least one hit, with five of them picking up multi-hit evenings. Every batter on the Grizzlies team this season, including guys who have been promoted, all are on a hit streak. Those guys who got promoted in their last game before their call-ups all ended with a hit. So that means every player currently has a hit streak for your Fresno Grizzlies. Seven different batters have yielded a run last night. Six starters logged one or more RBI, and they scored three runs in three separate innings. They scored seven runs over their final three frames as the Grizzlies held on a win 10-5. A big game for Jason Hinchman, an early 2-RBI triple. He reached base three times. He is currently one hit away from tying his longest hit streak of six games this season. A big game as well for Fadrio Cruz at the bottom of the lineup. He had a ground rule double that was the initial go-ahead RBI of the game. He had two runs as well in the win. On the pitching side of things, Jack Mahoney, 7 2/3 innings of work, struck out a career-high 9. He allowed 4 runs on 3 hits and 2 walks, but Mahoney was fantastic last night for Fresno. As the Grizzlies, they look for a big win tonight as they give the ball to left-hander Isaiah Coupe. Coupe comes in with a record of 5-4, 5.57 ERA. He got the ball on Tuesday here in Stockton, and things did not go very well for Coupe. He allowed 8 runs and only 2/3 of an inning, did not get out of the first, so he's looking for some redemption tonight. On the other side, the Ports give the ball to right-hand pitcher Jackson Finley, who's still in search of his first Stockton win this year, an 0-6 record, a 6.87 ERA. Finley pitched in relief back on Tuesday as he gets the ball tonight for Stockton. So a pitching matchup of Finley and Coupe as we get set for Sunday night baseball between the single-A affiliates of the Colorado Rockies and Oakland Athletics. It's your Fresno Grizzlies and the hometown Stockton Ports. Well, prior to tonight's game, I sat down with the Grizzlies / Rockies technology assistant in Ryan Zuanich, and we talked a little bit some metrics, which involve right-hand pitcher Jace Kaminska and his ability to throw strikes and his strikeout-to-walk ratio, which is unbelievable. you're going to be surprised when you hear the numbers from Ryan Zuanich. We also talked about the success that Andy Perez and Braylon Wimmer have had, but specifically with Andy Perez, why he's been so successful over the past month. A lot of multi-hit games, 15 of them to be exact. We'll talk more about Andy Perez with Ryan Zuanich right after this. Our pregame guest is Zu, and when we come back after the break, we'll have that interview with him. You're listening to Grizzlies Baseball on Stream, guys. FresnoGrizzlies.com, the Bally Live app, and MILB TV.
Wow. Toyota's new Grand Highlander Hybrid really has 97.5 cubic feet of cargo space. I can upgrade my flower hobby into a flower hustle. And it seats 8? Do I want kids or become a dog mom of 8? Plus, it's got all-wheel drive, camping, skiing. Do I even have skis? Whoa, there's 15 other Toyota Hybrid models? Sounds dreamy. What are my dreams? Am I dreaming right now? Find yourself in a stylish new Toyota Hybrid today. Toyota, let's go places. What places? Where are we going?
Happy Sunday. Welcome back to the Fresno Grizzlies pregame show. I guess you're becoming my Sunday interview. This is Ryan Zuanich, the Rockies and Grizzlies technology assistant. Thanks for taking time in this interview.
Thank you for having me.
So the Grizzlies over the past week have had some ups and downs, but we've seen a lot of really good up. And one guy specifically is Andy Perez. So far in the series, has continued to show multi-hit games, but over his last 23-plus games, 15 multi-hit games. What has worked so well for Andy Perez?
I'd say talking with Steve, we were thinking, where can we slot this guy into the lineup? And it's hard, not necessarily hard, but he can really slot into anywhere in the lineup. He's one of the better hitters on the team. And his average with runners in scoring position has been great, so it's hard to keep him out of that three spot. But we were thinking going into this series, the first pitcher we faced had thrown mostly fastballs to start the game, and Perez is a pretty aggressive hitter, and we were thinking, why don't we try him at leadoff and see if he gets a good first pitch in that game. And lo and behold, first pitch swinging, gets a hit. Next game, first pitch swinging again, home run. So it kind of reinforced our thinking that maybe we can keep him in the leadoff spot. And it was interesting because throughout the year we've had Hobson leading off. We've liked his ability to get on base, his ability to see a lot of pitches per plate appearance. And so having him lead off, we didn't want to put Perez right behind him because we wanted him to be able to run the bases freely and not have to worry about him getting a good jump and then getting a foul ball from Perez. But I'd say this last series has been good to see him in the leadoff spot, be aggressive again, kind of similar to his April. He's seeing about the same pitches per plate appearance at 3.3. And he's just an aggressive hacker, and you might as well go up there and look for a good first pitch to hit as opposed to just letting the pitcher come to you. So we've liked having him up there and kind of setting the tone for the rest of the team.
He's actually been a great hitter all year long, and his second year or two, we've seen him being able to just use all the extra strength and stuff that he did in the offseason to his advantage this year, being able to just get through the tough days of July. He's been one of the most productive hitters in the past month. But another guy I want to talk about too is Braylon Wimmer. And just the other day, 4 hits and 4 runs. The effort level from Wimmer was outstanding and a big reason why the Grizzlies won that game 16-2.
Mm-hmm. Seeing Wimmer, he looked a lot more locked in yesterday. I think he was getting a little bit disappointed with the results that he was getting, and it was good to see him coming out like Perez and swinging, being aggressive. I know Burmeister likes to have them look for that pitch that they want to drive, and Wimmer can do that pretty well. He has the highest expected WOBA on the team, and we like having him at second. I prefer to have the best hitter hitting in that spot, getting a lot of at-bats during the game. And when we have Perez getting on and setting the tone and Hobson at the bottom of the order getting on base as well, there's a couple guys for him to drive in. And we saw a little bit of that these last couple games with Wimmer getting some extra base hits. And there's no question that he can drive the ball. It's just swinging at that right pitch for him to drive the ball.
And he's done a great job. 10 home runs this year as well, leads the team. And as you talked about WOBA, what exactly is WOBA for the fans who are listening?
It's the weighted on-base average, and it takes a linear weight for every outcome of the hit. So it kind of puts a higher emphasis on those home runs and triples and doubles because they're not as likely as just a walk or a single. Most people that get hits, you tend to see singles. And so with the home run and the doubles, which Wimmer is a leader on the team in those categories, it boosts that number for him. And so it's a reason why we like to keep him near the top of the order.
Absolutely. Now, of course, the batters have been great, but the pitching staff has been unbelievable. And the guy I want to talk about is Jace Kaminska. In his last 7 outings, 1 walk. Why is that? Why has he been so successful?
Well, Kaminska is a strike thrower, and we've seen that throughout the season. He has such a quick tempo on the mound. He's ready to go every pitch. And he attacks the strike zone. He throws so many strikes, and you can see that with the analytics. When you look at strikeout to walk ratio in the California League of pitchers with 10 starts at least, he's number one at 8.42, almost double the next pitcher, which would be Coupe, and the third pitcher in the league, Mahoney. So the staff of the Grizzlies is really good at keeping that ball, attacking the strike zone, and not letting those runners get on with free passes.
It's always been big watching Kaminska, who was a California League Pitcher of the Week a couple weeks ago, too. But I know that you get a chance to watch these guys in bullpens and watch them every single day. But what has Kaminska showed in his work away from when he's actually playing the game on the mound?
He's always ready to go. Sometimes when I'm setting up the Edutronic, I would wish that I had a little bit more time to get it perfectly squared up. But it's just the type of person Kaminska is. He's ready to put his work in and get going, and there's nothing wrong with it. So I'd say that he's just always adamant on getting that work in and improving and adding to his pitch repertoire. He seems like he's added maybe 1 or 2 pitches as the season's progressed. And it's just a skill that not a lot of people have, being able to pick up a pitch and maybe a start or two later start to throw it in the game. So it's very good to see Kaminska be able to show that skill. And it's just so impressive seeing that strikeout to walk ratio at 8.42. I don't remember anyone being that close in my time that I've worked in this industry. So I'm just really impressed by his makeup and his ability to go out there and attack the zone and not let any outcome get to him.
Absolutely. Well, we could talk about more guys, but of course you got a lot of work to do. Zoo, thanks for taking time in this interview.
Of course, thanks for having me again.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
And we thank the Grizzlies and Rockies technology assistant Ryan Zuanich, also known as Zoo, for joining us on the pregame show as your Fresno Grizzlies and Stockton Ports get ready for Sunday Night Baseball, the series finale between the single-A affiliates of the Colorado Rockies and Oakland Athletics. With that being said, let's give you the Grizzlies Toyota starting lineup. They are 49-45 overall, 11-18 in the second half. The Grizzlies led by manager Steve Solis, the reigning California League Manager of the Year, proud single-A affiliate of the Colorado Rockies, but the Ports have taken the field, so we'll give you the lineup after the national anthem. We'll head down to the field for the national anthem, and we'll be back with the starting lineups right after this.
Please remain standing as we welcome tonight's singer of the national anthem. Please welcome Lindsay Cosby. Ooh.
A beautiful national anthem to get us set for Sunday night baseball. With that being said, let's give you the Grizzlies Toyota starting lineup led by manager Steve Solis. The Grizzlies, the single A affiliate of the Colorado Rockies. They are 49-45 overall, 11-18 in the second half. Winners of three in a row. And here is tonight's Toyota starting lineup. Lead off and playing shortstop, number 7, Andy Perez. Batting second at third base, number 3, Braylon Wimmer. Batting third at DH, number 1, Luis Mendez. Batting fourth, the left fielder, number 25, Jason Hinchman. Batting fifth in right field, number 14, Felix Tena. Batting sixth will be the center fielder, number 24, Caleb Hobson. Batting seventh, the first baseman, number 22, Nick Guile. Batting 8th, the catcher, number 40, Ben McCabe. And batting 9th at second base, number 8, Tevin Tucker. And on the bump for your Fresno Grizzlies, the left-hander, number 11, Isaiah Coupe. A 5-4 record of 5.57 ERA. So once again, your Grizzlies Toyota starting lineup will be Andy Perez, Wimmer, Mendez, Hinchman, Tena, Hobson, Guile, McCabe, Tucker, and Isaiah Coupe on the bump. That lineup will take on right-hander Jackson Finley, an 0-6 record, a 6.87 ERA. Jackson Finley, the pitcher, as right now online it lists Echeverria as the starter, but that is definitely Jackson Finley on the bump. The Stockton Ports, they're the single A affiliate of the Oakland Athletics, 10-19 in the second half, overall 36-57. Manager Javier Godard has left fielder BJ Cook leading off, followed by third baseman number 3, Elvis Rijo. Second baseman TJ Schofield, Sam Hill bat third, as Andy Perez will stride to the plate for your Grizzlies as we get set for first pitch. As Jackson Finley on the bump. And we are ready to go as Andy Perez strides in. Here comes tonight's first pitch. And it is foul tipped into the glove at 6:08 p.m. And we are underway here at Banner Island Ballpark. 85 degrees, clear skies, 9 mph winds out to left field. As here comes the 0-1 to Perez, and it's in the dirt. Count of 1-1. The rest of the Stockton Ports lineup, right fielder Nate Nankill, he'll bat fourth. Mario Gomez, the catcher, bats fifth. Nick Schwartz, a DH, he will bat sixth. Here comes the 1-1 to Andy Perez from right-hander Jackson Finley. It's fouled off, count at 1-2. Batting seventh, the first baseman, number 25, Darlin Montero. Batting eighth, the center fielder, number 9, Joseph Rodriguez. And Miles Naylor, the shortstop, he will bat ninth. So once again for the Ports, they'll start Jackson Finley as the count at 1-2 to Andy Perez. And Perez fouls off another one, and the count stays the same. So for the Ports, it'll be Cook, Rio, Schofield, Sam, Nankill, Gomez, Schwartz, Montero, Rodriguez, Naylor, and Finley on the bump. So those are your lineups tonight as Andy Perez still battling. 1-2. Finley winds and deals. That's outside. 2-2. Home plate umpire Reginald Webb over on the bases, Blake Bison. As we are just underway here at Banner Island Ballpark for Sunday evening baseball. Two balls, two strikes. Finley winds and deals, and Perez a chopper to second. Tough play on the high bounce, and Schofield Sam makes it. Perez retired 4-3 for the first out, and here comes third baseman Braylon Wimmer. So Perez saw six total pitches in the at-bat, and now brings up Braylon Wimmer with one out. Fresno back in their red jerseys. They've won all three games in their reds. Grizzlies run across the front. They have the black numbers, the white outline. That's also the colors of those Grizzlies on the front. As Wimmer swing and a miss, count at 0-1. Grizzlies patch on the sleeve, black cap, black bill, the F/ logo on top of that cap as the 0-1 of Braylon Wimmer. From right-hander Finley is high, one ball and one strike. The Grizzlies changing up their hats from the last couple of evenings. As a count of one ball, one strike, Jackson Finley against Braylon Wimmer. Here's the pitch. That is outside, two balls and a strike. Stockton wearing their Peanuts Christmas-themed jerseys. Blue from the chest up that is part of a sky. As you can see, dots of snowflakes on the blue. As here comes the 2-1 to Wimmer. And that is a breaking ball in there, counted 2-2. They have white from the chest down. Charlie Brown and Snoopy on his red doghouse. They have ports in red across the front. White numbers on the back. With that pitch going outside, the count now full to Braylon Wimmer. Three balls and two strikes. And then on the back of those jerseys, Snoopy with Woodstock on the back. They're run across the jerseys. They will auction them off. And a couple fans will enjoy these Christmas-themed jerseys as the 3-2 is right down the middle, and Wimmer is out. So second out of the inning, first strikeout for Finley as it brings up DH Luis Mendez. 94, and Wimmer was caught looking, but for Jackson Finley, he's had to waste a lot of pitches just to get a couple outs. That was six pitches as well, so 12 pitches for Finley. It's now Luis Mendez who has a strike, counted no balls and one strike as he swung through it. Luis Mendez, the DH for Fresno. He's had a great series. So has the majority of these Grizzlies batters. As the 0-1's inside, count of 1-1. And really, it's been over the last three games. The Grizzlies had a lot of trouble over the first two games of this series. But Fresno, great job the last three games being able to string together hits and runs as Mendez flies one out to center field. Long run for Rodriguez, and it drops in front of him. A two-out single for Luis Mendez. Mendez has been up in the order over the past couple of games, and you can see why as he barrels that ball to center field, and it brings up left fielder Jason Hinchman. Jason Hinchman, riding a five-game hit streak, only has one hit in every game of this series, but he has found his way on with walks, hit by pitches, and the hits he's had are big ones. Home runs, triples, doubles, as he will take a called strike, count at 0-1. Three of his five hits have gone for extra bases. All of them have supplied RBI. Hit a two-run homer in the first inning just a couple nights ago, and he hit a triple yesterday in a three-run third inning, as that's outside, count at 1-1. Jason Hinchman in left field tonight for Fresno. Runner at first with two outs here in the top of the first inning. Glad you could join us. Here comes the 1-1 offering. A check on Mendez, and he is back safely. His attack still applied by Montero. Mendez has stolen a base the last two games, tying a season high for him. As the Grizzlies trying to score a run here with two outs. One ball, one strike, Finley. The pitch, as that is inside, 2-1, and Mendez had a little bit of a late jump. Initially looked like he wanted to go. So two balls and a strike after the pitch misses inside by Finley. An 0-6 record, a 6.87 ERA. 2-1 to Jason Hinchman. As the pitch is outside, Mendez going to second. That ball is thrown into center field, and Mendez will head to third. It's going to be a stolen base and E2. That ball was not close from the catcher, Gomez. So Mendez has a stolen base. And then the air advances him to third. As now, the count at 3-1 to Jason Hinchman with Felix Tena on deck. So Mendez has a stolen base in his third straight game now. As here comes the 3-1. And Hinchman flies one foul. Count full, three balls and two strikes. Luis Mendez with that stolen base, his 11th of the season. 11 for 13. So now a runner at third here with two outs. The count is full to Jason Hinchman. Finley comes set. Here's the 3-2. And a line drive out to right center field. Long way to go and is caught on the run by the right fielder Nankill. He made up tons of ground and Hinchman missed out on an RBI. The Grizzlies come up empty as we head to the bottom of the first. We'll be back right after this.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham Rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Celebrate the history of America's pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that shape and change the game and our country. And relive the careers of legends who have earned the greatest honor in sports. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org.
Don't miss a pitch of Fresno Grizzlies baseball all season long. With promotions, fireworks, food specials, and more, there's something for everyone at Chuck Chansey Park. Tickets start at just $10. Grab yours now at FresnoGrizzlies.com, and we'll see you at the ballpark.
Bottom of the first inning here at Banner Island Ballpark in Stockton, California. No score between the Grizzlies and the Ports as Isaiah Coupe will take on B.J. Cook. As Coupe will wind and deal, and it's low from the lefty, count of one ball and no strikes. Isaiah Coupe, a 5-4 record, a 5.57 ERA. As Coupe will wind and deal, here's the 1-0, and a chopper foul, count of 1-1 against B.J. Cook. Cook from Australia, 6'2", 187 pounds. He's had a good series overall, batting .207 on the year. As the 1-1 is a big loopy breaking ball in the count at 1-2. Nip the outside part of the plate. That's what Isaiah Coupe is known for, are those breaking pitches. Here's the 1-2, and it swung on and missed. Ooh, that ball died, and Cook is out. And that's the first strikeout of the inning for Coupe, and a nice start to his Sunday as here comes third baseman Elvis Rio. If you want to talk about a guy who's had a good series, Elvis Rio is the man for you. Yesterday had a two RBI double. The day before had an RBI double that scored a pair of runs. So he's been a part of a lot of the offense for Stockton over the past couple of nights as he takes a pitch low. Count of one ball and no strikes. 5'11", 165 pounds from Puerto Rico. As here's a chopper, slowly hit to short. Perez, off-balance throw, makes the play easily. It goes 6-3, two outs now. It also sounded like a broken bat. And just like that, Isaiah Coupe has tied the amount of outs he had in his last start on Tuesday, where things did not go very well for Coupe. Coupe, two-thirds of an inning, five hits, eight runs, all earned, two walks and two Ks against this Ports team, as there's a good breaking ball counted 0-1. Isaiah Coupe making his sixth appearance, fifth start against the Ports, a 2-1 record, a 6.27 ERA, as Schofield Sam waves and misses, counted 0-2. Isaiah Coupe overall making his 17th appearance, 14th start. The lefty's goal this year is trying to get to 100 innings. That's a personal goal for Coupe, as here comes the 0-2 against Schofield Sam, and he will step off. Count of no balls and two strikes. Here comes the pitch from Coupe, and it is a base hit up the middle for Schofield Sam, who stayed with the pitch. That was way outside, and it's a two-out single. So both teams have a two-out single, as Schofield Sam is on, and here comes right fielder Nate Nankill. Can't be upset about that kind of piece of hitting from Schofield Sam. That pitch from Coupe was so far outside that Schofield Sam lunged at it, and the bat flicked it out to center field. As now he takes on Nate Nankill, and the first pitch is swung on and miscounted 0-1. Nankill, 10 homers on the year. Hit a homer earlier in the series, as that fastball at 91 from Coupe. Coupe looks in. Here comes the 0-1. That is outside. One ball and one strike. Fastball at 92, and Coupe revving up already early in this contest. Coupe looks back the runner, Schofield Sam, and the pitch. It's down. Two balls and a strike. Coupe, fastball, slider, curveball, changeup, and a sinker. Five-pitch mix, but it's that slider and curveball that is so dangerous. As the 2-1 is a ground ball to short, and Andy Perez underhand tosses it to second Tucker, and that will end the inning. Isaiah Coupe gets out of the first inning with no damage. We head to the second, tied at 0. We'll be back right after this.
There are giants among us, and their impact is huge. They are the men and women building and sustaining our Navy's next generation submarines. They are giants in what they do because they work in a place where they can grow, where they can learn the skills to build careers as powerful as the beasts they forge. If you're ready to go big, get on board. We build giants at buildsubmarines.com.
Don't miss a pitch of Fresno Grizzlies baseball all season long. With promotions, fireworks, food specials, and more, there's something for everyone at Chuck Chancey Park. Tickets start at just $10. Grab yours now at FresnoGrizzlies.com, and we'll see you at the ballpark.
Wow. Toyota's new Grand Highlander Hybrid really has 97.5 cubic feet of cargo space. I can upgrade my flower hobby into a flower hustle. And it seats 8. Do I want kids or become a dog mom of 8? Plus, it's got all-wheel drive, camping, skiing. Do I even have skis? Whoa, there's 15 other Toyota hybrid models. Sounds dreamy. What are my dreams? Am I dreaming right now? Find yourself in a stylish new Toyota hybrid today. Toyota, let's go places. What places? Where are we going?
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Top of the second inning here at Banner Island Ballpark in Stockton, California. No score between the Grizzlies and the Ports, as Felix Tanna will lead things off against Jackson Finley. Here's a pitch from Finley, and that is foul tipped. Count at 0-1. Jackson Finley, 6'4", 222 pounds. He is 23 years old from Savannah, Georgia. Went to Georgia Tech, was drafted by the Athletics in the 8th round in 2023. This is his 20th appearance of the year, as there's a called strike, 0-2 to Tanna. 11th start, though, for Finley. An 0-6 record, a 6.87 ERA. 56 and one-third innings, 76 Ks. As here's the 0-2 to Tanna, and it's a foul ball lifted to right field. Jackson Finley pitched just a couple days ago on Tuesday in relief. And he actually looked really good against Fresno. 3 innings, 2 hits, no runs, no walks, and 4 Ks. As the pitch is swung on and missed. And just like that, Finley has his second strikeout of the evening. First out of the frame, as here comes center fielder Caleb Hobson with one out. So Jackson Finley on the bump. He's faced the Grizzlies a few times on May 17th, June 21st as well, and April 18th. Here comes the pitch from Finley, a breaking ball in there, count and no balls and a strike. Jackson Finley's been here this whole season for Stockton. As here's the 0-1, and that is a high pop-up, and it's going to be caught by the catcher in Gomez for the second out. So Hobson retired, and here comes first baseman Nick Guile. As we said, Jackson Finley's been with Stockton this whole year. The right-hander so far looks really efficient, being able to take control of the game. Works out of the windup. Very similar stance setup to a hybrid delivery. As Guile checks a swing and it's fouled off. Count at 0-1. Top of the second inning. No score between Fresno and Stockton. Finley likes what Gomez has put down for the sign as the pitch is fouled off. And it's 0-2. So now Finley looking for a 1-2-3 top of the second inning. He's allowed just a hit to Luis Mendez so far. Nick Guile back in the lineup tonight after an off day yesterday. Guile has had a nice series as here comes the 0-2. And that is a ground ball and a base hit to right field. Guile staying with the pitch and driving it to right. And another two-out single for Fresno. So the Grizzlies have two singles, both with two outs, and now it's catcher Ben McCabe, who homered two nights ago, a two-run shot. Not only was it a two-run homer, but the most RBI for McCabe in a game this season. Ben McCabe is 6 feet, 185 pounds, as he would love to drive a home run right here, batting 176 on the season. As that pitch is low, count at 1-0. McCabe had a nice game a couple nights ago when the Grizzlies had a comeback clause win. He worked an 11-pitch walk. He also had a hit-by-pitch that scored the tying run in the ninth inning. Here's the 1-0, and that is high, 2 balls and no strikes. And in this series, the Grizzlies, both of their catchers, have hit a home run. Andy Perez, Jason Hinchman, the other two, so a quartet of homers for Fresno. As here's the 2-0 offering, and it's in the dirt. Good stop from Gomez. Count at 3 balls and no strikes. Runner first with 2 outs here in the top of the second inning. No score between the Grizzlies and the Ports. Glad you could join us a little bit earlier tonight for Sunday evening baseball. As here's the 3-0, and that's a called strike. Count at 3-1. As McCabe took the pitch all the way, Reginald Webb, the home plate umpire. 3 balls, 1 strike. Ben McCabe awaits the pitch. As Guile leads from first, and McCabe will take ball 4, and that is a little bit high and inside. And so Guile will scamper to second, and McCabe waltzes down to first. He draws another walk in the series, and here's Tevin Tucker. Runners at first and second with 2 outs. With that walk to McCabe, it now ends the streak by Jason Hinchman, who had drawn the last 3 walks for Fresno over the last 2 games. As now it's Tevin Tucker. Tucker batting 190, a 637 OPS. Tucker, 2 home runs, 17 RBI. It can give the Grizzlies an early lead. Here comes the pitch from Finley. Looks back the runners, and it's outside. Count of 1-0. If Tucker can get on base, it brings up Andy Perez, who's a very dangerous hitter, has the only grand slam for Fresno this year. So Tucker would love to extend this inning, give Fresno the lead. Here's the 1-0, as that is a called strike. Good fastball at 95. Finley, great arm from Georgia Tech. As we said, spent some time with the Yellow Jackets. Spent 4 years with Georgia Tech. As here comes the 1-1 to Tevin Tucker. And Tucker lines it to right field. That ball is dropping quickly, and it's going to land just foul. As the count now at 1-2, and Tucker thought he had extra bases. That ball did land just foul. You did see some chalk fly up after the ball hit the dirt on the right side. But Jackson Finley in 4 collegiate seasons, a 5-5 record, a 7.23 ERA, 30 games, 14 starts. And in his final year, made 13 starts for Georgia Tech. Threw just under 70 innings for the ACC squad. As here comes the 1-2 to Tucker. And it's a line drive foul, and he stays alive. Tucker went to West Virginia. So both very good schools in a lot of different sports, as the fan gets the souvenir right there. Almost trips going up the stairs as the count of 1-2. Runners at first and second with 2 outs here in the second inning. As here's a high pop-up, and this one might be headed towards the seats. Gomez going to give it a look, and he actually will make the play while he's holding his helmet. That ball thought it was going to go to the seats, and it just kept carrying back in a play, and Gomez makes 2 catches in the frame. Grizzlies come up empty. We have the bottom of the second right after this.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Watch me now!
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Bottom of the second inning here at Banner Island Ballpark in Stockton, California. No score between the Grizzlies and the Ports. And Chauncey Gold is giving away $1 million with a Millionaire Cash Vault giveaway. Play and earn entry starting May 1st. And then on September 2nd, one lucky guest will crack the $1 million code and will become a millionaire. As here's Mario Gomez, he will lead things off for Stockton. As the first pitch is a ball, 1-0. That's $1 million guaranteed only at Chauncey Gold Resort and Casino. Here's the pitch, and that's a high pop-up drifting towards the right side. A long run from both Guile and Tucker. Tucker against the wall. Did he make the play? He did. Tevin Tucker with an outstanding play, and that's the first out of the inning. Oh, man, Tucker right near the netting makes the play for the out. So that's the first out of the inning, and it brings up the DH and Nick Schwartz. How did he catch that ball? And that's the first out as the umpires getting back into a position. Again, that's $1 million guaranteed only at Chauncey Gold Resort and Casino. We thank Chauncey Gold Resort and Casino for being a proud partner of your Fresno Grizzlies. As that is low, 1-0. We're in the bottom of the second here on July 28th. Glad you could join us for Sunday Night Baseball. As the pitch from Coupe outside, two balls, no strikes. As you could tell, the release point from Coupe on that offering was a little bit off. Two balls, no strikes to Nick Schwartz. And there's a ball low, 3-0. Schwartz has done a good job walking in this series. If we go all the way back to Tuesday, Schwartz had a walk among his two times reaching base. And then the night after, he actually had a double and a sacrifice fly, as that is outside. A one-out walk for Isaiah Coupe. So Schwartz is on, and now it's Darlin Montero. So now the Grizzlies trying to find a way to stop Nick Schwartz, who does a great job just finding his pitch. And now to Montero, lefty-lefty matchup. Montero, a very good hitter from that left side. Big presence, as that's a ball in the count of 1-0. From Isaiah Coupe, the left-hander, 6'1", 190 pounds, 21 years old, as there's a called strike, count of 1-1. Born in Hazel Crest, Illinois, fourth-round draft pick out of Ohio State by the Rockies in 2023. Here's the 1-1, and that's inside, two balls and a strike. But Coupe, this is his second year with Fresno, joined the team for just one series at the end of last year, as he came up to help out after Sean Sullivan went down for the rest of the season. As here's a line drive out to right field. That ball was hit well, and it's going to be off the wall. Tenna is not going to get it. It'll be Hobson, the center fielder, fielding it as the ball is thrown in. Tucker fields it, and now second and third here with one out. Schwartz gets all the way to third. Montero lined that ball to right. And great job by Tanner to play it off the wall, but Hobson also getting there to field it. Second hit for Stockton. And now it's Joseph Rodriguez. Runners at second and third with one out. As here comes a mound visit from Ben McCabe towards Isaiah Coupe. 101 off the bat on that breaking ball. Yellow Dog Signs and Graphics is your one-stop shop for all custom-made signs, banners, wraps, and graphics here in the Central Valley. When you choose Yellow Dog, you're choosing premium, high-quality products, and excellent customer service, all at a competitive price point. You can visit yellowdoggraphics.com to request a free quote or give them a call at 559-435-6263 today. Yellow Dog Signs and Graphics, bring your best ideas to life. And we thank Yellow Dog Signs and Graphics for being a proud partner of your Fresno Grizzlies here in the bottom of the second. Mound visit over between McCabe and Coupe. As the first pitch to Rodriguez on its way, and it swung on and missed. Count at 0-1. Good fastball at 91, down and away. Tough for Rodriguez to do anything with it. But Rodriguez, nice start to his sports career. A pair of home runs in his first two games. As the 0-1's a breaking ball, and it misses high, one ball and one strike. Rodriguez from Venezuela, 6'1", 165 pounds. He turned 21 years old in January, signed as an international free agent in 2019. Here's the 1-1. That swung on and missed, counted 1-2. That was a changeup right there from Isaiah Coupe. Actually, it was a slider, 1-2. Great action on it, though, as all of the pitches that Coupe throws has the RPMs that near the 3,000 mark, which you don't see usually at this level. As here comes the 1-2, and it swung on and missed. Went right back to the slider to punch out Rodriguez. And that's the second out of the inning, second strikeout for Coupe. Great pitch again as Rodriguez misses. And now it's Miles Naylor. With two outs, runners at second and third. And for Coupe, if he can get out of this inning unscathed, a big, big win for Fresno. As here comes the pitch from Coupe. And that's a swing and a miss count at 0-1. That ball just died down and in towards Naylor. Miles Naylor, one of the top prospects in the athletic system, has worked between the top and the bottom of the lineup for Stockton, trying to find ways to get on and help this club. Here comes the 0-1 from Coupe, comes set around the belt, And the pitch, and it's a line drive out to right field. Tenna can't make the play over his head. It's going to score a pair of runs as Naylor has a two RBI double and the Ports lead. So Miles Naylor with a big hit as Tenna racing over, lunged and couldn't make the play. Schwartz scores, Montero scores as well. And that ball was crushed off the bat from Miles Naylor. Second hit, now two runs for Stockton. Third hit overall. And here's B.J. Cook with two outs and a runner at second. So Miles Naylor, his 12th double of the season. As the pitch is low to Cook, 1-0. For Naylor, RBI 43 and 44 on the season. As now B.J. Cook to the plate. He had a double in yesterday's contest. Coupe comes set, looks back the runner and the pitch. And it is outside, count at 2 balls and no strikes. Isaiah Coupe and the Grizzlies wearing those red jerseys. Grizzlies run across the front. Coupe looks back Naylor. And that is swung on and missed. Count at 2-1. That ball barreling in on Stockton hitters have worked very well. So 2 balls and a strike now. Isaiah Coupe. Again, looks back Naylor. And the pitch. And it's a swing and a miss. And again, right to that same spot. 2-2. The last 4 pitches that have been swung on and missed have been in that area for Coupe. And for Isaiah Coupe, trying to get out of this inning without any more damage. A 2 RBI double with 2 outs for Miles Naylor. So the Ports lead 2-0 here in the bottom of the second. Here comes the pitch. Swing and a miss. He went right back to that pitch again. And that will end the inning, but not before the Ports strike first. Grizzlies bats, though, coming up right after this.
Wow. Toyota's new Grand Highlander Hybrid really has 97.5 cubic feet of cargo space. I can upgrade my flower hobby into a flower hustle. And it seats 8. Do I want kids or become a dog mom of 8? Plus, it's got all-wheel drive, camping, skiing. Do I even have skis? Whoa, there's 15 other Toyota Hybrid models. Sounds dreamy. What are my dreams? Am I dreaming right now? Find yourself in a stylish new Toyota Hybrid today. Toyota, let's go places. What places? Where are we going?
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Don't miss a pitch of Fresno Grizzlies baseball all season long. With promotions, fireworks, food specials, and more, there's something for everyone at Chuck Chancey Park. Tickets start at just $10. Grab yours now at FresnoGrizzlies.com, and we'll see you at the ballpark.
Top of the third inning here in Stockton, California, at Banner Island Ballpark. 2-0. The Ports lead the Grizzlies, as Andy Perez will lead things off. He's 0-1. Against Jackson Finley, who winds in deals. That's outside. Count of 1 ball and no strikes. Fresno looking for a series win. The Ports looking for a series split here at Banner Island, where the Grizzlies have had tons of success since 2021. As here's a chopper, sound like a broken bat as well. And it goes off the second baseman, and Schofield Sam, who stays with it. And Perez is out. 4-3 again. As here comes third baseman Braylon Wimmer. That ball hits Schofield Sam, who stayed with it. And just like that, Perez 0-2. So now Wimmer, who struck out looking his first time to the plate. But the Grizzlies coming in to tonight's contest They are 43-10 here at this ballpark. They are 13-4 this year. As the pitch is a line drive out to center field, Rodriguez ranging back. He reaches. Did he make the play? Oh, man. What a catch by Rodriguez as he dives on the warning track. And Wimmer is out. What a catch from Rodriguez in center. Two away now for DH Luis Mendez, who's 1-for-1. Oh, Rodriguez robbing Wimmer. We've seen some great plays already by Tucker earlier for Fresno, and now Rodriguez, who somehow made that play. So now Mendez, who's 1-for-1, as he will take a ball low, one ball and no strikes. The Grizzlies 78-29 all time against the Ports. This year 17-6. As the 1-0 is a check swing, and he did go around, count a 1-1. But Fresno, that 17-7 record is what they finished with in 2021. But in 2022, they went 26-4. That's chopped foul, count a 1-2. Last year, the Grizzlies going 18-12. So the worst of all three seasons. But those 18 wins, which the Grizzlies can match tonight, fourth all time in Grizzlies single season wins against an opponent. As here comes the 1-2. That is called strike three, and Finley has a 1-2-3 top of the third. We had the bottom of the third inning, 2-0 Ports.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Celebrate the history of America's pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that shape and change the game and our country. And relive the careers of legends who have earned the greatest honor in sports. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org.
There are giants among us, and their impact is huge. They are the men and women building and sustaining our Navy's next generation submarines. They are giants in what they do because they work in a place where they can grow, where they can learn the skills to build careers as powerful as the beasts they forge. If you're ready to go big, get on board. We build giants at buildsubmarines.com.
Welcome back to Banner Island Ballpark here in Stockton, California. Bottom of the third inning, 2-0 the Ports lead the Grizzlies, as Elvis Rio will lead things off against Isaiah Coupe. As Ben McCabe talking with home plate umpire Reginald Webb. Le Pervon's apartment homes at the Dominion is raising the standards where people live, work, and play. Located 1325 East Fox Hill Drive. Le Pervons is one of Fresno's most luxurious 1 and 2 bedroom apartments. Visit their website at leprovenceapts.com and come discover the provincial lifestyle that is waiting for you. As that pitch misses, 2 balls and no strikes. We thank Manco Abbott for being a proud partner of your Fresno Grizzlies here in the bottom of the third. Here comes the 2-0 from Coupe. That is a called strike, count at 2-1. Fastball at 92 from the lefty Coupe. As he winds and deals again, and that is fouled off. 2 balls and 2 strikes here in the bottom of the third inning. Grizzlies trailing 2-0, something we have not said in a couple nights. But the Grizzlies, we've already seen their comeback clause in effect this week. Here comes the 2-2 from Coupe, and that is a great breaking ball called strike three. Rio Cal looking, as that's the fourth strikeout for Coupe, first out of the inning. And here comes second baseman TJ Schofield Sam, 1-for-1 with a single. That was to center field. Isaiah Coupe was at Ohio State for 3 years, went to Homewood Flossmoor High School in Illinois, as there is a called strike count at 0-1. He grew up a Mark Burley fan. You can tell by how well he commands the zone with all of his pitches, something that Mark Burley did for a very long time. As a count now at 1-1. His dad, Ernst, is from Haiti, where he has ties there. Here's a fly ball. That's out to center field. Hobson going back, still going back. He looks up, and it's gone. TJ Schofield, Sam, 100 miles per hour off the bat, and it's 3-0 Ports. And that ball just kept carrying out to center field, and the Ports have a 3-0 lead. As Schofield, Sam now 2-for-2. And a home run allowed for Fresno. That ball just kept carrying 407 feet. That's the fourth hit and third run allowed by Coupe. And with one away, here's Nate Nankill 0-for-1. Fourth homer for Schofield Sam. That's outside. Count of 1-0 from Coupe. But for Schofield Sam, we interviewed him just the other day, and he wants to be in the lineup every day, so he'll play anywhere defensively, and the bat has played against Fresno this year. That's his second home run against the Grizzlies. His last time was at Chukchansey Park on a Sunday in a Ports 11-7 win. It was off Jace Kaminska, a three-run shot. And this time, Schofield Sam makes it 3-0 here in the third. As the 1-1 is going to hit Nankill, and it's a one-out hit by pitch. For Coupe now, he's going to try to keep the composure as he takes on catcher Mario Gomez, who's 0-for-1 with a pop-up. As the Grizzlies trail here in the bottom of the third inning. Long way to go, though. Fresno scored 26 runs on 36 hits in the previous two games, so do not count out this offense. As Coupe will come set, here comes the pitch. And that is low, 1 ball and no strikes. 92 miles per hour there from Coupe. That fastball has been up a little bit in terms of speed. As here comes the 1-0, that is outside, 2 balls and no strikes. And now you can tell Coupe getting a little bit frustrated. After the home run and then the hit by pitch, Coupe going to try to get back in the count right here. Here's the pitch, and that swung on and missed, and Gomez out of his shoes on that one, 2-1. 90 miles per hour, Coupe said, good luck hitting that, and Gomez missed it. 2 balls and a strike. Coupe, as you said, 21 years old, ties to Illinois like a lot of these Grizzlies pitchers, which include Jack Mahoney, as there's a good pitch, 2-2. That was a slider there from Coupe that he has worked very well in this contest. Plays well with that curveball that we've seen a couple times as well. Here's the 2-2, and there goes the runner, and Gomez hits it foul. So count stays at 2 balls and 2 strikes. Ben McCabe working with Isaiah Coupe tonight. We've seen a difference of pitchers and catchers this week in terms of now the 5-man rotation for Fresno. As Isaiah Coupe looking for his 5th strikeout. Here comes the pitch from Coupe. And it is a swing and a miss. And Gomez throws his bat that ends up towards the first baseman in Guile. So that's the 5th strikeout, 2nd out of the inning. And here comes Nick Schwartz, who walked and scored a run his first time. Gomez was fooled completely on that, and the bat went farther than the ball did, which ended up in the glove of Ben McCabe. So 2 outs now as Coupe comes set, and he will check on the runner in Nankill, who's back safely. Nankill has a little bit of speed. We saw it on display in the outfield back in that first inning as he caught the Hinchman line drive. Hinchman will lead off in the fourth. Here's the pitch from Coupe, and that is outside. You can tell in the grip that it was not right. Count at 1-0. Coupe released it. You could tell it went right to the hand afterwards to just check on the release points. Baseball is a very tough sport, and you really have to be precise with everything. as there is a called strike count at 1-1. Coupe, a guy who lives off the breaking pitches. A breaking ball can go sideways really quick. And what I mean by that is you can lose control on it, and a hanging breaking ball is the worst enemy. Here's the 1-1, and that's a fly ball foul. Count at 1-2. Right there, that pitch almost in the middle of the zone, and fortunately, Schwartz only fouled it off. But when the breaking ball is working, it's very tough to hit and can pick up a lot of strikeouts. Coupe now looking for a sixth right here. Here comes the pitch, and there goes the runner, and that is swung on and missed. It doesn't matter as he goes right back to the breaking ball. He has six punchouts, but the Ports lead 3-0. We head to the fourth right after this.
Wow. Toyota's new Grand Highlander Hybrid really has 97.5 cubic feet of cargo space. I can upgrade my flower hobby into a flower hustle. And it seats 8? Do I want kids or become a dog mom of 8? Plus, it's got all-wheel drive, camping, skiing. Do I even have skis? Whoa, there's 15 other Toyota Hybrid models? Sounds dreamy. What are my dreams? Am I dreaming right now? Find yourself in a stylish new Toyota Hybrid today. Toyota, let's go places. What places? Where are we going?
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Don't miss a pitch of Fresno Grizzlies baseball all season long. With promotions, fireworks, food specials, and more, there's something for everyone at Chuck Chansey Park. Tickets start at just $10. Grab yours now at FresnoGrizzlies.com, and we'll see you at the ballpark.
Top of the fourth inning, 3-0. The Ports lead the Grizzlies as Jason Hinchman will lead things off. 0-1 with a line out to right field. Here's the pitch from Finley. And it's a ground ball to short. Naylor on the backhand. Nice maneuver. The throw to first is low, but Montero digs it out. And that is the first out of the inning. It goes 6-3. And Naylor, good job staying with that ball. And we've seen him short a couple throws this series, but I wonder if it's on purpose because every time the first baseman's been able to dig it out. As now it's Felix Tena who's 0-1. Either way, though, Fresno needs to get going offensively. Just two hits in this game. And they've both come with two outs as there's a called strike count at 0-1 as Gomez could not hold on to that 93-mile-per-hour fastball from Jackson Finley. As we already mentioned, Finley, 6'4", 222 pounds. First professional season. Here's the 0-1. And here's a fly ball lifted out to center field. That ball's hit well. Rodriguez looks back, and he'll play it off the wall. Tena looking for two, and he will get in there with a one-out double. Felix Tena had five hits and five RBI just two nights ago, and he has the third Fresno hit and their first extra base hit of the contest, his 16th double this year. And here comes Caleb Hobson, who's 0-1. Nice piece of hitting for Felix Tena. Tena coming into tonight's game, riding a two-game hit streak where he's batting .545, a .316 average in the series. As Finley comes set, here comes the pitch to Hobson, and he looks to bunt, and he puts one down. Finley off the mound. He double clutches but makes the throw. Advancing to third is Tena on the sack bunt. Goes 1-3. That's the second out of the inning. Runner at third for Nick Guile, who's 1-1 with a single. And Hobson, that bunt just to the right of the mound, and Finley quickly getting off of it makes the play. It is officially a sacrifice bunt, 1-3. As here's the pitch to Guile, and he lines one to third, and a great play by Rio as he throws to first in time to end the inning. Defense on display for Stockton as they lead 3-0. We had the bottom of the fourth right after this.
Wow. Toyota's new Grand Highlander Hybrid really has 97.5 cubic feet of cargo space. I can upgrade my flower hobby into a flower hustle. And it seats 8? Do I want kids or become a dog mom of 8? Plus, it's got all-wheel drive, camping, skiing. Do I even have skis? Whoa, there's 15 other Toyota Hybrid models? Sounds dreamy. What are my dreams? Am I dreaming right now? Find yourself in a stylish new Toyota Hybrid today. Toyota, let's go places. What places? Where are we going?
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Watch me now!
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Bottom of the fourth inning here in Stockton, California at Banner Island Ballpark. Grizzlies trail the Ports 3-0 as Darlin Montero will face Isaiah Coupe. Whether you're looking for temporary furnishings for an apartment or condo, or maybe you need to furnish your home, Express Furniture Rental is your rental furnishing solution. They have affordable rental packages, which include housewares, electronics, and more. They are your one-stop shop. Here's the pitch from Coupe outside, 1-0. You can check them out online at efrental.com or call 800-933-3689 today. We thank Express Furniture Rental for being a proud partner of your Fresno Grizzlies here in the bottom of the fourth. As there's a called strike from Coupe, the count of 1-1. As that's outside, 2-1. Isaiah Coupe against Darlin Montero, a double and a run scored here in the bottom of the fourth inning on July 28th. As here is a foul ball off Montero. That doesn't feel good. And the count now at 2-2. Sunday night baseball, the series finale between Fresno and Stockton. Our last game at Banner Island Ballpark here in 2024. The Grizzlies and the Ports both fighting for a second-half playoff spot. But that means one of these teams or both these teams will not make the postseason, which means the Grizzlies will not return here until 2025. As here's a swing and a miss. And that pitch down and away in Coupe has 7 strikeouts. That's the first out of the inning. And here comes Joseph Rodriguez, who struck out his first time. So Isaiah Coupe now with 7 strikeouts, and he gets a little bit closer to his season high, which is 11, a career high as well. That was a couple weeks ago against Inland Empire, as that is low, 1-0. Or a couple months ago, I should say. But either way, Isaiah Coupe has filled up the strike zone this year, averages about 7-8 a game, as there's a strike count at 1-1. Isaiah Coupe, one of the best in the league, in the California League, in strikeouts. He is right up there with Jace Kaminska of Fresno, and of course, Will Schomburg, who's now in high A. Guys who fill up the strike zone. Isaiah Coupe and Jace Kaminska, one of the top two in the California League in walks and strikeouts percentages, where least amount of walks per K. As that is inside, and the count now at 3-0 to Rodriguez. Isaiah Coupe, 7 strikeouts, 1 walk tonight as he tries to get back in the count right here. Here's the pitch. That is a line drive out to right field. Tenna, a long way to go again, and he can't get there. Up against the wall, Tenna will field it and throw it in. It's going to be another double. Joseph Rodriguez, the recipient this time. That's the third double and fourth extra base hit for Stockton. They have five hits overall. There was also a single by Schofield Sam. But now it's Miles Naylor who is one for one with a two RBI double back in the second inning. And for Coupe, he needs to throw up a zero as the Grizzlies offense only three hits against Jackson Finley. Coupe comes set and the pitch. Swing and a miss. Count it 0-1. Went right back to that slider. That pitch in on the hands has worked really well. Rodriguez's second double as he takes a nice lead over there. Here comes the pitch. That's in the dirt. Good stop from McCabe in the count of 1-1. McCabe will get a new baseball for his left-hander, Coupe. Isaiah Coupe, most innings thrown this year, 6. That was done a few times, most recently on July 12th against Lake Elsinore, who the Grizzlies will start a 6-game series against at Chancy Park on Tuesday, as that's outside 2-1. The Grizzlies in the Storm, first time Lake Elsinore will face Fresno at Chancy Park. The Grizzlies dropped 4 of 6 in Lake Elsinore a couple weeks ago before the All-Star break, as here comes the 2-1 from Coupe. And it's a ground ball to third, and it goes under Wimmer's glove. And Rodriguez will score. It's now 4-0 Stockton. Wimmer couldn't stay down. Should be an error on Wimmer as Rodriguez is in to score. And just like that, Stockton has 4 runs in 4 innings. We'll wait for the official ruling, but it should be an error. So now runner at first with 1 out for B.J. Cook, who's 0-for-2 with 2 strikeouts. Still awaiting the ruling. Wimmer, it was 97 off the bat, but Wimmer was right at him. Went right through the wickets. So now B.J. Cook trying to extend this Stockton lead. Here comes the pitch, and it's fouled off in the count at 0-1. The Grizzlies, they need a big win to keep pace with San Jose in the North Division, but fortunately, Modesto all over San Jose, up 11-5. It's going to be a fielding error for Braylon Wimmer. As a count of no balls and a strike, here's the pitch. And that's swung on and missed. Counted 0-2. Hoo-hoo. Curveball down and in from Isaiah Coupe. So for Fresno, this inning, they have allowed 1 run on 1 hit with 1 error, their first error of the game. They have now made an error in every game of this series. Coupe has allowed 5 hits, 4 runs so far. And we're just in the fourth inning, all ports so far, 4-0. Here comes the 0-2 from Coupe. And it's in the dirt, and McCabe, good stop, but going to second is Naylor. Should be a wild pitch. So now runner at second with 1 out. The count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. But as we said, Modesto beating San Jose 11-5. Rancho Cucamonga beating Inland Empire 7-2. So Fresno, if they can come back in this game, have an opportunity to get even closer to the Giants. Of course, that game is far from over. Lake Elsinore won their 5th straight, though, as that's called strike 3. And Cook caught looking. And that's the 3rd time he's punched out. 8th strikeout for Coupe. And now, B.J. Cook, some words as some new baseball is coming in for the home plate umpire. But 2 outs now for Elvis Rio, who's 0-for-2. But Lake Elsinore has won 5 in a row as they beat Visalia, who dropped another game. Visalia now 7 games under .500. Lake Elsinore 6 games over. And they will take on the Grizzlies next week on Tuesdays. There goes the runner, fouled off by Rio, counted 0-1. Tuesday at 6:50 p.m. at Chancy Park. Grab your tickets now at FresnoGrizzlies.com. Lots of great promotions coming up, which include Living the Meme and Friday Night Fireworks. That's on Friday, August 2nd. And then Back to School Night with a special guest appearance, Thomas Nicholas, who was in Rookie of the Year and American Pie, as that swung on and missed 0-2. And so we'll have a special guest appearance and back to school night. And of course, no one wants to go back to school, but before you do, come back to Chancy Park and enjoy a game of Grizzlies baseball. Tickets available now at FresnoGrizzlies.com, and it'll be some family fun for everyone. Runner at second here with two outs. Coupe looks back the runner, and the pitch is in the dirt. Good stop from McCabe. Count at 1-2. 4-0 Stockton here in the bottom of the fourth inning. They lead your Fresno Grizzlies. They have scored in three straight innings. Two runs in the second, a run in the third, and now a run here in the fourth. A fielding error by Braylon Wimmer, scoring Joseph Rodriguez after the one-out double. Here's the pitch, and there goes the runner, and the ball is in the dirt, and no chance. So now a runner at third here with two outs as the count at 2-2 to Rio. And Naylor, great job reading the play, gets the third. We're going to see if it's going to be a stolen base or a wild pitch. Should be a stolen base because he was going before the ball was really delivered. It's going to be a stolen base as that is just outside, and it's 3-2. Ho-ho, Coupe thought he clipped the back of the zone. So runner at third here, and it's a full count with two outs to Rio, who's 0-2. Coupe comes set. Here's the pitch. And it's a fly ball lifted to deep left field. Hinchman going back, and he makes the play just shy of the wall to end the inning. Coupe allows a run, though, after a fielding error by Braylon Wimmer. The Grizzlies need to get going now, trailing 4-0.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that Grand Slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Celebrate the history of America's pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that shape and change the game and our country. And relive the careers of legends who have earned the greatest honor in sports. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org.
There are giants among us, and their impact is huge. They are the men and women building and sustaining our Navy's next generation submarines. They are giants in what they do because they work in a place where they can grow, where they can learn the skills to build careers as powerful as the beasts they forge. If you're ready to go big, get on board. We build giants at buildsubmarines.com.
Don't miss a pitch of Fresno Grizzlies baseball all season long. With promotions, fireworks, food specials, and more, there's something for everyone at Chuck Chancy Park. Tickets start at just $10. Grab yours now at FresnoGrizzlies.com, and we'll see you at the ballpark.
Top of the fifth inning here in Stockton, California, at Banner Island Ballpark. The Grizzlies trail the Ports 4-0 as Ben McCabe, who drew a walk, will lead things off as the first pitch is a called strike and the count at 0-1. Ben McCabe at the plate, 8-9-1 for Fresno. They need to get going as a squad. Only three hits in this contest. Here's the 0-1 outside. One ball and one strike. Fresno took BP today, something they have not done over the past couple of games. But this Grizzlies offense would love to continue their hitting ways. They have 36 hits over their last two games. Here comes the 1-1, and that swung on a miss count at 1-2. Ben McCabe trying to get on base, the UCF product. But for Fresno, even though they trail 4-0, it doesn't seem like a lot because the Grizzlies were able to come back from a deficit just the other night. As that is inside, and it touches Ben McCabe, and he is on with a hit-by-pitch. He acknowledged it right away to the home plate umpire. and Reginald Webb, and he is on. So runner at first for Tevin Tucker, who's 0-for-1 with the pop-up. Again, the Grizzlies, all they have to do is get a couple runners on and start stringing together some hits. Heads up, Grizzlies fans, Chauncey Park has enacted a clear bag policy in effect starting June 1st. In an effort to increase speed of entry at the ballpark and for the safety of all fans, all bags must be see-through. As their ball gets away and up to second goes McCabe. And we'll see what the ruling is. Should be a pass ball, though. Gomez just missed it. There's a count at 1-0 to Tevin Tucker. Of course, the exception, small clutches and any necessary medical items, including diaper bags, as they're going to call it a wild pitch. I don't know about that one. Including diaper bags. All bags will still be subject to search at the gates. For more information, please visit FresnoGrizzlies.com/gameday. As that's a called strike, count at 1-1. Thank you for your understanding as we continue to make Chauncey Park the greatest venue in all of minor league baseball here in the top of the fifth. That clear bag policy, please visit FresnoGrizzlies.com/gameday for more information. As Tucker swing and a miss, count at 1-2. Again, the exception, small clutches or any necessary medical items, including diaper bags. All bags must still be see-through. 1-2. Ben McCabe at second with no outs. Jackson Finley comes set. And here's the 1-2. And that is just outside. 2-2 as Tucker takes a very close pitch. Here on July 28th. Top of the fifth inning. Tevin Tucker 0-for-1. 2-2 as McCabe leads from second. The pitch. And it's fouled off as actually the ball is actually swung on a miss and Tucker will head down to first. The ball was missed by the catcher in Gomez and McCabe going to third. As Tucker will reach, it will be a strikeout for Finley, his fourth strikeout of the game. But he will get to first and we're going to see if it's a wild pitch or a pass ball now. I have been wrong every time this series. So I'm going to say wild pitch because that's what they've called so far. Either way, runners at first and third for Andy Perez, who's 0-for-2. As Perez would love to drive a baseball right here. Finley's offering is fouled off, counted 0-1. And that went into the crowd and a couple fans going after it. Counted no balls and a strike here in the top of the fifth inning. 4-0 Stockton. Still waiting on that official ruling. Andy Perez, the infield playing back as he can drive a ball. As now a check on Tucker and he's back safely. Good throw from Finley. Nice quick feet. Perez on that, watching to see if Tucker got back in there. Again, still waiting on that ruling. Finley. Here comes the 0-1 to Andy Perez. And it swung on and missed. Counted 0-2. Perez just missed it. So no balls, 2 strikes. And they're going to say it's a pass ball. I've been wrong every time. Here comes the 0-2 to Andy Perez. And he flies one. That's to deep center field. Rodriguez ranging back. He looks up and makes the play on the warning track. McCabe will score. It's going to be a sacrifice fly. It's now 4-1. But man, Rodriguez makes a great play in center. So it will be a sacrifice fly for Andy Perez. And the Grizzlies are on the board as McCabe comes in to score. Tevin Tucker back to first. So it's going to be a run for Fresno. Tucker reached on that pass ball. He's the runner first now with one out for Braylon Wimmer, who's 0-for-2. And now a check on Tucker, and he is barely back in there. Oh, that was close. So it's now 4-1 here in the top of the fifth inning after the Andy Perez sacrifice fly to center. McCabe scoring the run after he was hit by a pitch. Fresno, a run without a hit this inning. They have 3 overall. As now here's a fly ball out to right center field. Nankill and Rodriguez both going over. And Nankill makes the catch for the second out. Wimmer's retired. And Tucker will head back to first. And now it's Luis Mendez who's one for two who will come to the plate. The Grizzlies have had a lot of long flyouts in this game, but have not been able to capitalize overall. As now Wimmer's 0 for 3. As here comes the pitch from Jackson Finley. Outside, count of 1-0. So they called a pass ball on Gomez. There's also a wild pitch in the frame. And they also said that Ben McCabe stole third base instead on the pass ball. As that's inside, and the count of 2 balls, no strikes. So they said Ben McCabe stole third when the ball got away from Gomez. So Ben McCabe will take it because that's his first stolen base of the season. As a count of 2 balls and no strikes. 2 outs in the frame. Fresno trails 4-1. Here's the pitch. And that is inside. 3 balls and no strikes. And the dangerous Jason Hinchman awaiting on deck. I'm going to call it right now. Mendes draws the walk. Hinchman ties this game up. That's what the Grizzlies need right now. As Luis Mendes, a 3-0 count. I would take this pitch. Here comes a 3-0, and he does all the way. Count at 3-1. 94 on that fastball from Finley. It's been a longer inning than Finley would have liked. He is up to 69 pitches. As now the count at 3-1, Tucker leading from first. And now a check again on Tucker. Another great move from Finley. And Tucker again safe. And manager and first base coach Steve Solis watching as Finley made another great move. Third base coach is Cesar Galvez, the Grizzlies bench coach. Here's a 3-1 to Mendez, and he lines one, and that one is out to right field, and the ball is going to go up against the wall. Mendez is looking for two as Nankiel throws it in, and the Grizzlies have runners at second and third now with 2 outs as Mendez has a multi-hit game. Luis Mendez with a double. That's the first hit of the inning for Fresno. Their fourth hit overall. They have a pair of doubles and 2 singles. As now it's Jason Hinchman with runners at second and third with 2 outs. And for Jackson Finley, he will have a mound visit now from the pitching coach in Gabriel Osuna. Finley has allowed 4 hits, 1 run, 1 walk, 4 Ks. And he also has hit a batter. As now a quick moment to talk between the catcher in Gomez, the pitching coach in Osuna, and the pitcher in Finley. Top of the fifth inning, 4-1 Stockton leads Fresno as the Grizzlies trying to find a way to get back in this contest. As Modesto leads 12-5 against San Jose. And they're in the bottom of the seventh. Modesto wiped away with a couple trades. 4 of their players have been dealt in the past couple of days. As now Jason Hinchman, runners at second and third with 2 outs. Here's the pitch, and it's in the dirt, count at 1-0. A fastball, and Gomez did a good job blocking that ball in the outside part of the plate. 1 ball, no strikes. As both bullpens starting to slowly get loose. Here comes the 1-0 to Hinchman. And it is inside, 2 balls and no strikes. Felix Tena on deck, and for Fresno, after the 9th double from Mendez, an opportunity with the middle of this lineup to score some more runs. 2 balls, no strikes. Finley comes set, the pitch, and it swung on and missed, counted 2-1. 94 up and in, and Hinchman missed it. Jason Hinchman, one of the best hitters on this team in terms of runs batted in and OPS. 42 RBI for Hinchman. Here comes the 2-1, and that's way outside. 3 balls and a strike. Hinchman's OPS is 702, which currently on the team is one of the best behind Perez and Wimmer in that category. As a count, 3-1, Jason Hinchman. Here comes the pitch from Finley. And he swings and misses, 3-2, 95 at the top of the zone. And for Hinchman, he really wanted that one. And now the question is, what will Finley throw on the 3-2 to Jason Hinchman. Runners at second and third with two outs. Here's the pitch. And it swung on and missed when 94 and Hinchman could not catch up to it. And the Grizzlies leave two more runners in scoring position. We head to the bottom of the fifth, 4-1 Stockton. We'll be back right after this.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Celebrate the history of America's pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that shape and change the game and our country. And relive the careers of legends who have earned the greatest honor in sports. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org.
There are giants among us, and their impact is huge. They are the men and women building and sustaining our Navy's next generation submarines. They are giants in what they do because they work in a place where they can grow, where they can learn the skills to build careers as powerful as the beasts they forge. If you're ready to go big, get on board. We build giants at buildsubmarines.com.
Don't miss a pitch of Fresno Grizzlies baseball all season long. With promotions, fireworks, food specials, and more, there's something for everyone at Chuck Chancey Park. Tickets start at just $10. Grab yours now at FresnoGrizzlies.com, and we'll see you at the ballpark.
Bottom of the fifth inning here in Stockton, California, at Banner Island Ballpark. As the first pitch is outside from Isaiah Coupe to TJ Schofield Sam. Schofield Sam, 2-for-2, a solo home run and a single. As the 1-0 on its way, swung on and missed. Count at 1-1 here in the bottom of the fifth inning. As the Grizzlies trail the Ports 4-1. Here's a pitch from Coupe. Good breaking ball. Count at 1-2. Oh, that was a dandy from Coupe, who has already 8 strikeouts, looking for number 9 right here. Isaiah Coupe, the left-hander, up to 82 pitches. Here's the pitch, and it's a fly ball out to left center field. Hobson and Hinchman going back, and Hinchman makes the play just shy of that Grizzlies bullpen out in left center for the out. So one away now as here comes right fielder Nate Nankill, who's 0-for-1 with a hit by pitch. Hunter Mann in the pen for Fresno. And on the other side, it is Alejandro Manzano, number 15, for Stockton. So a pair of righties in the pen, as there is a called strike on the breaking ball, counted 0-1. That was a curveball that just nestled at the bottom of the zone from Coupe. Here's the 0-1, and another breaking ball misses outside, counted 1-1, another curveball. Coupe trying to cruise that pitch into the zone. One ball, one strike. Coupe winds and deals. And it swung on and missed. Right back to that curveball. Ooh, that was filthy. Count at 1-2. Nankill way out in front of it. Coupe gets swings like that all throughout the game. Down to one ball and two strikes. Coupe again winds and deals. And it's in the dirt. Two balls, two strikes as McKay blocks it again. The Grizzlies trail 4-1 here in the bottom of the fifth inning. Coupe, only one inning. He is not allowed a run. It was back in the first. Here comes the 2-2 now to Nankill. And it's a foul ball on another curveball as Nankill just got a piece of it here in the bottom of the fifth. Series finale between the Grizzlies and the Ports will be back in action on Tuesday, as the Grizzlies will take on the Lake Elsinore Storm, who have won 5 in a row. Here's the 2-2, and it's swung on and foul tipped, and that is strikeout number 9 for Isaiah Coupe. So two outs now for Mario Gomez, who's 0-2. And so Coupe now is too shy of a career high in strikeouts. And the other good thing for Coupe is he has retired 4 in a row, either a strikeout or a flyout to Hinchman. As the first pitch is a ball, count of 1 ball and no strikes. But the Grizzlies, we'll see if there's some changes to the Storm roster, of course, because JD Gonzalez, one of their prized young catchers, was dealt today to the Toronto Blue Jays. Actually, it was the Rays, excuse me, as here comes the 1-0. As that is a broken bat foul, count at 1-1. It was actually the Rays. They traded for a relief pitcher, but also in that deal was the very good speedy outfielder in Homer Bush Jr. and Dylan Lesko, the left-hander. Lesko, actually the right-hander, he actually faced the Fresno Grizzlies a few years ago, the former first-round draft pick by the Padres. But either way, the Grizzlies may see a lot more changes towards that Storm roster, especially when they have the likes of Leodalis DeVries, who could be dealt for a guy like Garrett Crochet, as there is a called strike and the count at 2-2. Trade deadline, the Rockies have already made a trade. Nick Mears being sent to the Brewers for a couple prospects. Assigned to High Spokane and Double A Hartford as the 2-2 is swung on and missed, and Coupe is at double digits and a clean inning as McCabe finishes the putout. We head to the 6-4-1. Stockton leads Fresno. We'll be back right after this.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
There are giants among us, and their impact is huge. They are the men and women building and sustaining our Navy's next generation submarines. They are giants in what they do because they work in a place where they can grow, where they can learn the skills to build careers as powerful as the beasts they forge. If you're ready to go big, get on board. We build giants at buildsubmarines.com.
Wow. Toyota's new Grand Highlander Hybrid really has 97.5 cubic feet of cargo space. I can upgrade my flower hobby into a flower hustle. And it seats 8. Do I want kids or become a dog mom of 8? Plus, it's got all-wheel drive, camping, skiing. Do I even have skis? Whoa, there's 15 other Toyota Hybrid models. Sounds dreamy. What are my dreams? Am I dreaming right now? Find yourself in a stylish new Toyota Hybrid today. Toyota, let's go places. What places? Where are we going?
Top of the sixth inning here in Stockton, California at Banner Island Ballpark. The Grizzlies trail the Ports 4-1 as Felix Tena leads things off against Alejandro Manzano out of the Ports pen as the first pitch is a little blooper out to center. Unfortunately, though, Rodriguez is there. He makes the play. And one pitch and one out. Tena retired. Final line for Jackson Finley. 5 innings, 4 hits, 1 run it was earned. He had 1 walk, 1 hit by pitch, and 5 Ks. As here comes Caleb Hobson 0-1 with a sacrifice bunt. Against Manzano, who started on Tuesday for the Ports. Here comes the pitch. That is a called strike. Counted 0-1. Manzano worked 3 2/3 innings, allowed 7 hits, 5 runs, 4 earned, 1 walk, and 5 Ks. As Hobson goes around 0-2. So Manzano back on the bump. Right-hander winds and deals, working quick. As that is high, 1-2. Manzano 6'2", 165 pounds from Mérida, Venezuela. Second professional season, signed as an international free agent in 2021. As that is fouled off, count remains at 1-2. So Manzano takes over for Jackson Finley, who's searching for his first pro win. Here comes the pitch and a ground ball foul from Hobson. He stays alive. Manzano, 22 years old. This year is split time between two levels, but with Stockton, his 14th game, he has made 4 starts, a 4-1 record, a 4.95 ERA. As the 1-2 on its way to Hobson, and he fouls off another one just above us. The count remains at 1-2. Manzano also won game with the ACL Athletics as a start, 2 innings of perfect baseball, or clean baseball, I should say. Here comes the pitch, and that swung on and missed as he strikes out Hobson. First strikeout for Manzano, second out of the inning, and here comes Nick Guile, who's 1-2. Here in the top of the 6th inning, hey Grizzlies fans, all season long, Pete and Jerry's Home Run Eggs, the official egg partner of Minor League Baseball, invites you to show off your excellent moves in the Shelly's Shake Ya Tail Feather Dance-Off for your chance to win free eggs. Pete and Jerry's eggs are in a league of their own. Their hens are free to frolic under sunny skies on small family farms, laying eggs with impeccable taste and quality. As that's outside 2-0. Find the Metro local supermarket and bring them home today. We thank Pete and Jerry's for being a proud partner of your Fresno Grizzlies and minor league baseball. That ball crushed to left center field, hit well by Guile. It's at the track and it's off the wall. Guile, he will cruise into second base with a 2-out double. He has a 2-hit game. And the Grizzlies, another extra base hit. They have 5 hits overall, 3 for 2 baggers, as it brings up Ben McCabe. A walk, a hit by pitch, and a run scored. Again, Pete and Jerry's for being a proud partner of your Fresno Grizzlies in minor league baseball here in the top of the 6th. As Ben McCabe looking to drive in Nick Guile now, 2 outs, runner at second. As the pitch clock being reset, here comes the offering to McCabe. And he will take a called strike, count at 0-1. Good breaking ball from Manzano on the outside part. 75 miles per hour from Manzano. Fastball reaches 88 to 92 that we've seen from the past 2 outings. Here's the 0-1. That is outside, 1-1. Awaiting on deck is Tevin Tucker. The Grizzlies will return home after tonight's game, as they will take on Lake Elsinore Storm on Tuesday. Grab your tickets now at FresnoGrizzlies.com. Here's the 1-1. That's a called strike. Count at 1-2. Fastball at 89 from Manzano. And the count of 1-2. Bottom or top of the 6th inning. 1-2. Here comes the pitch from Manzano. Will wind and deal. And it's outside. 2-2. The backhand from Gomez at the plate as he kept it from going behind him. Sunday Night Baseball, the series finale. Top of the 6th inning. Manzano, here comes the 2-2 as Guile leads from second. And a ground ball down the left field line. A base hit. Ben McCabe has an RBI double as he rounds first. He will coast in his second. Guile and McCabe switch places. It's now 4-2 as Ben McCabe has a 3-on-base game. So Guile scores and Ben McCabe, an RBI double down the left field line. 2 hits and a run with 2 outs for Fresno. And it's now 4-2 here in the 6th inning. And Tevin Tucker to the plate. Tucker reached after a strikeout and a pass ball allowed him to get to first. And now if Tucker can find a way to get on base, this Grizzlies team with two outs could get right back in this. Seventh double for McCabe and an RBI. As that is a check swing, Tucker, did he go after it? No, he didn't, said the base umpire Blake Bison. The count at 1-0. Here in the top of the sixth inning. Here comes the 1-0. That's a called strike in the count at 1-1. Good pitch from Manzano. Outside part of the plate at 88. Tucker was not going to go after that one. Here's the 1-1 to Tevin Tucker. And he lines one out to right center field. Racing back is Nankill. He is just shy of the wall and makes the play as he will touch the green wall in right. And Tucker missed out on extra bases. But Ben McCabe, an RBI double. Fresno, they have scored in back-to-back innings, trailing 4-2. We had the bottom of the sixth right after this.
Wow. Toyota's new Grand Highlander Hybrid really has 97.5 cubic feet of cargo space. I can upgrade my flower hobby into a flower hustle. And it seats 8? Do I want kids or become a dog mom of 8? Plus, it's got all-wheel drive, camping, skiing. Do I even have skis? Whoa, there's 15 other Toyota hybrid models? Sounds dreamy. What are my dreams? Am I dreaming right now? Find yourself in a stylish new Toyota hybrid today. Toyota, let's go places. What places? Where are we going?
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Watch me now!
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Bottom of the sixth inning, the Grizzlies trail the Ports 4-2 as Hunter Mann takes over for Isaiah Coupe as the pitch is high to Nick Schwartz, the count at 1-0. Nick Schwartz, a walk and a run back in the second, struck out swinging in the third. As here comes the 1-0 from Mann, it swung on and missed, count at 1-1. Final line for Isaiah Coupe, 5 innings, 5 hits, 4 runs, 3 earned. One walk, one hit by pitch, but 10 strikeouts for Coupe. As the 1-1 is swung on and missed, count at 1-2. So Coupe, despite being in line for the loss, 10 punchouts, one shy of a career high. He was very efficient, just a couple tough pitches allowed, as that is called strike 3, and Hunter Mann strikes out Schwartz. 11 strikeout for Fresno pitching. First out of the inning for Darlin Montero. 1-for-2, double and a run scored. And it's Hunter Mann who just the other night was outstanding. This was back on Tuesday. Mann, 2 innings, 2 hits, no runs, no walks, 5 Ks in his first outing against the Ports. As the pitch is a called strike and the count at 0-1. Hunter Mann, 6'7". 225 pounds. The 22-year-old is from Gordonsville, Tennessee. Will celebrate a birthday in August. As here's the 0-1 outside, count at 1-1. 14th round draft pick by the Rockies in 2023 out of Tennessee Tech. As a count, 1-1, Mann comes set around the belt and the pitch. And it's fouled off, count at 1-2. Man, eighth game out of the bullpen. No record of 5.59 ERA. No holds, no saves. 9 2/3 innings for Hunter Mann. As the 1-2 to Montero, here it comes. And it's a foul ball lifted to the left side. So one ball, two strikes. Hunter Mann, as we said, 6'7". Yes, that is very tall, and yes, he did play basketball. It's near the sky as well. But he is the third tallest Grizzlies player since 1998. As here's a line drive and caught by the first baseman, Guile, as he lays out for it, two away. Good job by Guile to make the play. As here comes center fielder Joseph Rodriguez, 1-for-2. He has a double and a run. But the third tallest in Grizzlies history, Steve Palazzolo, the tallest player at 6'10". But Hunter Mann, very interesting repertoire, especially the tall righty. The angle is tough to pick up as that ball is fouled off. By the time that ball hits you, it's already 94 past the bat. Kind of a three-quarters, four-fifths arm slot. And he hides the ball. Comes across his body a little bit, uses that big frame to generate power. As that ball lifted to right field, Tenna, he is going to track it, and he makes the catch. And Hunter Mann has three scoreless innings in the series. He has a scoreless inning here in the sixth. We head to the seventh. The Grizzlies trailing 4-2. We'll be back right after this.
There are giants among us, and their impact is huge. They are the men and women building and sustaining our Navy's next generation submarines. They are giants in what they do, because they work in a place where they can grow, where they can learn the skills to build careers as powerful as the beasts they forge. If you're ready to go big, get on board. We build giants at buildsubmarines.com.
Watch me now!
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Top of the seventh inning here at Banner Island Ballpark in Stockton, California. The Grizzlies trail the Ports 4-2 as Andy Perez, who's 0-for-2 with a sacrifice fly, will head to the plate as he takes on Alejandro Manzano. Here's the pitch, and it's a ground ball to second. He's gone there twice, and now three times as Schofield Sam makes the play. One pitch, one out, and here comes Braylon Wimmer, who's 0-for-3. So the Grizzlies looking for a comeback clause win. They had one just the other night, but Fresno scored a run in the fifth and the sixth as they look to take on Manzano. Braylon Wimmer, a couple long flyouts in this contest, is also struck out looking as Manzano will get a new baseball. Braylon Wimmer, the South Carolina product. Here's the pitch. Outside, count at 1-0. Experience the ultimate party at Chuck Chansey. Enjoy thrilling gaming, award-winning dining, and rejuvenation at Serenity Springs Spa and Salon. Plus, get ready for the Sounds of Summer concert series. Check out who's coming at ChuckChanseyGold.com. Whether it's a day trip or an extended stay, Chuck Chansey Gold promises an unforgettable adventure. Join the party soon. As here's a chopper to third, Rio is up with it. The throw to first in time. And Wimmer is out. 5-3 is one third baseman grounds out to the other. And here's Luis Mendez, 2-for-3. Mendez a double and a single. He also has a stolen base. But again, that's $1 million guaranteed only at Cherchancy Gold Resort and Casino. We thank Cherchancy Gold Resort and Casino for being a proud partner of your Fresno Grizzlies. You make sure to join the party soon. As a count at one ball and no strikes to Luis Mendez. Here's the pitch. And it's a chopper to second. Easy inning for Manzano. Three ground outs. And just like that, we head to the stretch. 4-2 Stockton.
Celebrate the history of America's pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with the events that shape and change the game and our country. And relive the careers of legends who have earned the greatest honor in sports. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org.
There are giants among us, and their impact is huge. They are the men and women building and sustaining our Navy's next generation submarines. They are giants in what they do because they work in a place where they can grow, where they can learn the skills to build careers as powerful as the beasts they forge. If you're ready to go big, get on board. We build giants at buildsubmarines.com.
Don't miss a pitch of Fresno Grizzlies baseball all season long. With promotions, fireworks, food specials, and more, there's something for everyone at Chuck Chancey Park. Tickets start at just $10. Grab yours now at FresnoGrizzlies.com and we'll see you at the ballpark.
Wow. Toyota's new Grand Highlander Hybrid really has 97.5 cubic feet of cargo space. I can upgrade my flower hobby into a flower hustle. And it seats 8? Do I want kids or become a dog mom of 8? Plus, it's got all-wheel drive, camping, skiing. Do I even have skis? Whoa, there's 15 other Toyota hybrid models? Sounds dreamy. What are my dreams? Am I dreaming right now? Find yourself in a stylish new Toyota hybrid today. Toyota, let's go places. What places? Where are we going?
Bottom of the seventh inning here at Banner Island Ballpark in Stockton, California. The Grizzlies trail the Ports 4-2 as the first pitch lifted to right field. Felix Tanner ranging over, and he will make the catch for the first out. Miles Naylor retired from Bryson Hammer as he takes over on the bump for Hunter Mann. Mann a 1-2-3 inning with one strikeout. And now the lefty Bryson Hammer as he retires Naylor. And here's BJ Cook 0-3. Here in the bottom of the seventh inning, Bryson Hammer, the very funky lefty on the bump. Here comes the pitch to BJ Cook. And it's a called strike in the count at 0-1. Fastball at 94 from Bryson Hammer. Hammer 6'1", 186 pounds, 22 years old from Stony Point, North Carolina. Drafted in the 12th round out of Dallas Baptist by the Rockies in 2023. Hammer's been one of the most reliable arms for Fresno. As the 1-1 is a called strike, good breaking ball. Hammer, a 5-3 record, a 1.39 ERA. Picked up the win in the Grizzlies' comeback clause win on Thursday. As the 1-2 is outside, two balls and two strikes. 31st game out of the bullpen, three holds, 5-for-10 in save chances. Two balls, two strikes, winds and deals. And that is called strike three. Ooh, good pitch at the top of the zone. And Cook has a golden sombrero. He has struck out four times tonight. That is the second out of the inning. First strikeout for Hammer. And here comes Elvis Rio. Rio 0-for-3. He struck out back in the third. As Hammer looking for a 1-2-3 frame here in the bottom of the seventh inning. Here comes the pitch. And that's a called strike. Count it 0-1, 93 from Hammer. As we said, the former Patriots had an outstanding 2024 campaign. As that's another strike. And the count it 0-2. And for Bryson Hammer, he is just working through it right now. He has been in control this inning, looking for another punch out. Hammer looks in. Here comes the 0-2 to Rio. Winds and deals. Got him! Second strikeout for Hammer, and that's a 1-2-3 inning. We head to the eighth. The Grizzlies bats trail by two. We'll be back right after this.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Don't miss a pitch of Fresno Grizzlies baseball all season long. With promotions, fireworks, food specials, and more, there's something for everyone at Chuck Chancey Park. Tickets start at just $10. Grab yours now at FresnoGrizzlies.com, and we'll see you at the ballpark.
Top of the eighth inning here at Banner Island Ballpark in Stockton, California. Ports 4, Grizzlies 2, as Jason Hinchman will lead things off against Manzano. Hinchman 0-3 as he looks to get on base and help this Fresno team out, looking for a comeback clause win. The Grizzlies trying to win the series against the Ports. Here comes the pitch to Hinchman, and it is inside, count at 1-0. So the Grizzlies bullpen so far, two clean innings, and now trying to trust the bats. Here's the 1-0, and Hinchman ground ball, and that's down the left field lineup, base hit. Hinchman's going to look for two. That ball rattles in the corner, and Hinchman has himself a double, and he extends his hit streak to six games, tying his season long. Another double for Fresno. They have seven hits overall, but Fresno in this game have five doubles. And that is the most doubles in a game for Fresno this season. As here comes right fielder Felix Tena, 1-3 with one of those doubles. 12th double for Hinchman this year. Second in the series for Hinchman. He has four extra base hits. As that is outside, count at 1-0. So now Fresno has the tying run at the plate against Manzano. Here in the top of the eighth inning. As the Grizzlies trying for a comeback clause win. Experience the ultimate party at Chuck Chancey. Enjoy thrilling gaming, award-winning dining, and rejuvenation at Serenity Springs Spa and Salon. As that is fouled off, count at 1-1. Plus, get ready for the Sounds of Summer concert series. Check out who's coming at ChuckChanceyGold.com. Whether it's a day trip or an extended stay, Chuck Chancey Gold promises an unforgettable adventure. Join the party soon. We thank Chuck Chancey Gold Resort and Casino for being a proud partner of your Fresno Grizzlies. Here's the 1-1, swung on and missed, and the count at 1-2. Here in the top of the eighth inning, the Grizzlies trying to play with these final six outs. Fresno scored five runs in the ninth inning on Thursday to win 7-3. Here's the 1-2 to Tena. And that's a ground ball, hard hit, backhand from Naylor. Deep throw it short, and Tena slides, and he's out! Oh, that was close, and Tena couldn't believe it. Good play from Naylor as Tena tried reaching, he couldn't. 6-3 for the first out. Man, good throw from the shortstop in Miles Naylor. And Tena, who slid into first, was just out. As here's Caleb Hobson 0-2 with a sack bunt. Here's the pitch to Hobson. And it is a called strike, counted 0-1. Good fastball at 91. Action down in that Fresno pen. Counted no balls and a strike. Hobson watches a ball outside, 1-1. Just missed off the plate there from Manzano. Manzano's been really good working on that outside portion. Here's the 1-1 to Caleb Hobson, and he takes called strike two in the count at 1-2. Modesto leads San Jose 12-5 in the bottom of the ninth. Rancho Cucamonga leads 7-3 in the eighth against Inland Empire. 4-2 Stockton, though, in this contest. Here's the 1-2, and that's a high foul ball, as Hobson will stay alive. Lake Elsinore beating Visalia 8-6 earlier this afternoon. But Fresno trailing 4-2. This Grizzlies team had 26 runs on 36 hits the last two games. A little bit quiet. Here's the 1-2. Outside, two balls and two strikes. Fresno has 7 hits. Only 2 runs. They score in the 5th and the 6th. A sacrifice fly and an RBI double. Ben McCabe was the RBI double recipient. 2 balls, 2 strikes to Hobson. And he fouls off another one. Goes after a pitch that looked like it was going to clip the bottom of the zone. So Hobson stays alive. Fresno, 5 outs to play with. This Grizzlies team, they had the bottom of the lineup the last time they had a comeback clause win. As the 2-2 is a ground ball foul, and Hobson went off the body, I believe. That never feels good. 2 balls, 2 strikes, as Reginald Webb's going to give time to everyone involved at the plate. As the Grizzlies trying to extend their winning streak to 4 games, win this series, get back home and take on the Lake Elsinore Storm, who've won 5 in a row. 2 balls, 2 strikes. Hinchman leads from second. Here's the pitch to Hobson, and he flies one to shallow right field. That ball looks like it's going to land, and it is just foul. Oh, Hobson just missed a single. That would have scored Hinchman easily. That ball was in no man's land, and it just landed foul as the second baseman Schofield Sam and the right fielder Nankill chased after it. Hobson again getting just a piece of it. That was a breaking ball on the outside part of the plate. Again, 2 balls, 2 strikes. This is the 9th pitch of the at-bat. Here comes the pitch from Manzano, and a line drive to left field, and that ball just goes foul. We'll do it again at 2-2 as Hobson, he will work now the 10th pitch right here from Manzano. Alejandro Manzano, M-A-N-Z-A-N-O, 6'2", 165 pounds. Here comes the 2-2 to Hobson, and it's in the dirt of the count full, 3-2. Good at bat from Caleb Hobson with Nick Guile on deck. Guile's 2-for-3 with a double and a run. This Grizzlies team trying to find a way. Caleb Hobson, here comes another pitch. 3-2. Here it is, and it's high ball 4. What a battle from Hobson! And the Grizzlies have 2 runners on with 1 out. Second walk issued by Stockton pitching, first by Manzano, and Caleb Hobson works an 11-pitch walk. That was huge. We've seen that from Fresno on their comeback clause win just the other night from Ben McCabe, and now it's Hobson doing so. As here comes Nick Guile and a mound visit from the pitching coach and Gabriel Osuna. Here in the top of the 8th, and Yellow Dog Signs and Graphics is your one-stop shop for all custom-made signs, banners, wraps, and graphics here in the Central Valley. When you choose Yellow Dog, you're choosing premium, high-quality products, and excellent customer service, all at a competitive price point. You can visit yellowdoggraphics.com to request a free quote or give them a call at 559-435-6263 today. Yellow Dog Signs and Graphics, bring your best ideas to life. We thank Yellow Dog Signs and Graphics for being a proud partner of your Fresno Grizzlies here in the top of the 8th. And now it's Nick Guile, first and second with one out. Here comes the pitch, and it's high for a ball, count at 1-0. The Grizzlies still 5 outs to play with, only 1 out here in the 8th inning. Your Fresno Grizzlies looking for a big win. Here's the 1-0, that is low, 2 balls and no strikes. And Ben McCabe On deck, McCabe has reached base all three times, a walk, a hit by pitch, and an RBI double. Here comes the 2-0 from Manzano. And Guile, swing and a miss. Count it 2-1. 89 miles per hour. Guile wanted all of it. The healthy hack came up empty. Count it 2-1. Manzano comes set. Here's the pitch. And Guile fouls it right to the backstop. And the count it 2-2. That ball ricocheting over towards the Ports dugout on the first base side. Action down in that pen. Micah Dallas for the Ports. Two balls, two strikes with one out. Runners at first and second. Fresno trails 4-2. The tying run is at first. Can Guile drive one right here? He's 2-for-3. Here comes the 2-2. And it swung on and missed. He elevated the fastball in 92. And Guile is out. Second strikeout for Manzano, second out of the inning, and now it's Ben McCabe. Ben McCabe has had himself a game. He needs to continue it right here for Fresno. The Grizzlies catcher and Ben McCabe has reached base all three times tonight. Can he find a way? Here comes the pitch from Manzano, and it's a called strike. The count at 0-1, 91, clipping the outside part of the plate. Fresno trails 4-2 here in the eighth inning, out hitting Stockton 7-5. The 0-1 outside, 1-1. Tevin Tucker on deck. The Grizzlies trying to find a way tonight. We've said it throughout the series, but this Grizzlies team, we've seen the success. Here's the 1-1, and that's a ground ball foul. Count at 1-2. 90 miles per hour as McCabe was ahead of it. That was in on the hands for Manzano as he looks to strike out McCabe right here. Ben McCabe, though, had two strikes on his RBI double. Here comes the 1-2 from Manzano. The pitch, and it's fouled off as McCabe gets a piece on the breaking ball. That was on the outside part of the plate. One ball, two strikes. The Fresno Grizzlies looking for a series win. Can they have another comeback clause win tonight? Ben McCabe, here's the 1-2 from Manzano. And it is high and outside, 2-2. Manzano, 91. That ball was not even close, though, as the catcher Gomez had to stand up. Two balls, two strikes, two outs. Runners at first and second for Ben McCabe. The pitch, and it swung on and missed. Good slider, and that will end the inning. Manzano strikes out Guile, strikes out McCabe, and the Grizzlies have left 9 on base tonight. We head the bottom of the eighth, 4-2 Ports.
There are giants among us, and their impact is huge. They are the men and women building and sustaining our Navy's next generation submarines. They are giants in what they do, because they work in a place where they can grow, where they can learn the skills to build careers as powerful as the beasts they forge. If you're ready to go big, get on board. We build giants at buildsubmarines.com.
Don't miss a pitch of Fresno Grizzlies baseball all season long. With promotions, fireworks, food specials, and more, there's something for everyone at Chuck Chansey Park. Tickets start at just $10. Grab yours now at FresnoGrizzlies.com, and we'll see you at the ballpark.
Wow. Toyota's new Grand Highlander Hybrid really has 97.5 cubic feet of cargo space. I can upgrade my flower hobby into a flower hustle. And it seats 8? Do I want kids or become a dog mom of 8? Plus, it's got all-wheel drive, camping, skiing. Do I even have skis? Whoa, there's 15 other Toyota Hybrid models? Sounds dreamy. What are my dreams? Am I dreaming right now? Find yourself in a stylish new Toyota Hybrid today. Toyota, let's go places. What places? Where are we going?
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Bottom of the eighth inning, the Grizzlies trail the Ports 4-2 as TJ Schofield Sam, 2-for-3, takes on the left-hander Bryson Hammer, who's back in for his second inning of work as there's a called strike. Count it 0-1. Schofield Sam, a solo shot back in the third. The Ports score two runs in the second as here's a high chopper to second. Tucker, he's going to have to make an awkward throw. He does, and it's in time. It goes 4-3. Good play from Tevin Tucker for the out. And it brings up right fielder Nate Nankill. But the Ports scored two runs in the second, one run in the third, another run in the fourth. And the Grizzlies tacking on a run in the fifth and sixth. But for Fresno tonight, they have left nine runners on base. And they're 1-for-10 with runners in scoring position. As here is Nate Nankill, 0-for-2 with a hit by pitch. He'll take a called strike, count at 0-1. Fresno, though, will have 9-1-2 due up in the bottom of the eighth inning. As the Grizzlies still have an opportunity to come back and win. We've seen it before. As here's a high chopper, and Wimmer at third makes the low scoop, and the throw to first in time, it goes 5-3. Another tough play, two outs, and here's Mario Gomez, 0-for-3. Here in the bottom of the eighth inning. Chuck Chancey Gold has given away $1 million to the Millionaire Cash Vault giveaway. Play and earn entries starting May 1st. And then on September 2nd, one lucky guest will crack the $1 million code and will become a millionaire. That's $1 million guaranteed. Only at Chuck Chancey Gold Resort and Casino. We thank Chuck Chancey Gold Resort and Casino for being a proud partner of your Fresno Grizzlies here in the bottom of the eighth. Here comes the pitch to Gomez from Hammer, and it's a called strike, counted 0-2. Two outs here in the bottom of the eighth inning. Hammer has retired all five batters so far, and for Fresno, they have retired 12 in a row as that pitch is in the dirt, counted 1-2. The last batter to reach was Miles Naylor on an error. Actually, we do the math again. 13. They're looking for 14 straight retired. Here's the 1-2. And it's a ground ball up the middle and the broadcaster jinx. It's a see me single for Mario Gomez. And that's a base hit. Six hit for Stockton. And it brings up Nick Schwartz over 2 with a walk and a run. Well, I apologize on that one. That is all on me. As Bryson Hammer allows the single. For Gomez, that's his first hit tonight. And now to Nick Schwartz, who's 0-for-2 with a walk and a run. As Bryson Hammer will come set. Here's the pitch. It is low, one ball and no strikes. Looks like it clipped the bottom of the zone, but home plate umpire Reginald Webb said it was low. Here comes the 1-0. Runner at first, the pitch. And a foul ball, count of 1-1. So the Grizzlies looking for their second win after trailing in the ninth inning in this series. They will have to win the ninth in order to win the series. So the Grizzlies will have 9-1-2. And again, Fresno, can they put pressure on Stockton? As that's outside 2-1. They had action down in their bullpen. They had the right-hander in Micah Dallas, but right now there is no one getting loose. On the other side, Austin Becker in the pen for Fresno. Here comes the 2-1, and that's a line drive out to center field, and that ball is going to split the gaps. Hobson will throw it in quickly, and now runners at the corners here with two outs. So Schwartz has his first hit of the evening as Gomez gets the third. Great job by Hobson to get to that ball quickly. And that's now seven hits of both teams with seven hits. And it's Darlin Montero 1-for-3, a double and a run as Ben McCabe will go talk to Bryson Hammer. 97 off the bat there from Nick Schwartz. That was a hard hit single out to right center. They're on July 28th. Stay tuned for the post game show. We'll give you a wrap up of tonight's contest and what to expect on Tuesday back at Chuck Chancey Park. The Grizzlies will be home for the majority of the rest of this season. Six games against Lake Elsinore, then they'll be off to Rancho Cucamonga for six games against the Quakes. And the Quakes right now looks like they're about to wrap up a game against Inland Empire, but the 66ers making the game now 7-6 in that contest. Here's the pitch to Montero outside 1-0. And then they'll have a 2-week homestand against Modesto and these Stockton Ports. After that, they will face Visalia just up the road, or down the road, I should say. And here's the 1-0. And then San Jose to finish up the 2024 season. Plenty of games left, though, for Fresno, but they need a win tonight. With San Jose dropping the final 12-7 in Modesto, the Grizzlies can gain a game on the Giants. Here's the 1-1. That is high. Two balls and a strike. Joseph Rodriguez on deck. First and third with two outs as the count at 2-1 from Bryson Hammer. Here's the pitch from the lefty, and it is swung on and missed, counted 2-2. Good location down in the zone. Montero cannot get there, 91. So now the count at two balls and two strikes. Bryson Hammer looking to get out of this inning. Here's the 2-2. There goes the runner, and it's fouled off to the backstop. Schwartz took off for second. No one was covering. Second baseman Tucker and the shortstop Perez with the runner at third and two outs. Right now, just get Montero. Here comes the 2-2 from Hammer. And it is swung on and missed, and Hammer wins the battle, and he leaves the inning unscathed. Time for the Grizzlies to win it again in the ninth. We'll be back right after this. Don't go anywhere.
Wow.
Toyota's new Grand Highlander Hybrid really has 97.5 cubic feet of cargo space. I can upgrade my flower hobby into a flower hustle. And it seats eight. Do I want kids or become a dog mom of eight? Plus, it's got all-wheel drive, camping, skiing. Do I even have skis? Whoa, there's 15 other Toyota Hybrid models. Sounds dreamy. What are my dreams? Am I dreaming right now? Find yourself in a stylish new Toyota Hybrid today. Toyota, let's go places. What places? Where are we going?
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Wow.
Toyota's new Grand Highlander Hybrid really has 97.5 cubic feet of cargo space. I can upgrade my flower hobby into a flower hustle. And it seats eight. Do I want kids or become a dog mom of eight? Plus, it's got all-wheel drive, camping, skiing. Do I even have skis? Whoa, there's 15 other Toyota Hybrid models. Sounds dreamy. What are my dreams? Am I dreaming right now? Find yourself in a stylish new Toyota Hybrid today. Toyota, let's go places. What places? Where are we going?
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Yes. Top of the ninth inning here at Banner Island Ballpark in Stockton, California. The Grizzlies trail 4-2 to the Stockton Ports as Fajardo Cruz will pinch hit as there's a called strike from Micah Dallas. Takes over for Alejandro Manzano. Manzano, three innings, three hits, one run it was earned, one walk, and three Ks. As here's a chopper to second. Cruz racing down the line, the throw to first in time, and it goes 4-3 for the first out. So Micah Dallas on the bump. We interviewed him just a couple days ago. He's been one of the most reliable arms for the Ports this year. He had a great outing just the other night against Fresno. As here's Andy Perez 0-3 with an RBI. As here's the pitch from Dallas, and it's a high pop-up drifting out to shallow center field. Naylor going back, and it's going to be caught by the shortstop in Miles Naylor for the second out. And here comes Braylon Wimmer and the Grizzlies trailing 4-2. This is not what they wanted to start this inning. Micah Dallas, two innings, four Ks in his last outing on Wednesday, and the Ports 13-3 wins. The Ports looking to split the series. One out away is Braylon Wimmer to the plate, and he swings and misses, counted 0-1. Micah Dallas, three pitches, three strikes. As here comes the 0-1, and that is swung on a miss, 0-2, and the Grizzlies down to their last strike, and Dallas has looked good. And all of a sudden, this Grizzlies team have not put any fight here in the ninth inning. The top of the lineup, just an RBI. They went over as Wimmer fouls it off, counted 0-2. The Grizzlies just two runs after scoring 26 their last two games. The pitching staff was fantastic, especially the Grizzlies' bullpen. Can Braylon Wimmer find a way and bring the ball to Luis Mendez? No balls, two strikes. Here comes the pitch from Micah Dallas. Right-hander comes set. Here's the pitch. Swung, or actually it's a ball outside. Count at 1-2. Braylon Wimmer at the plate trying to extend this game. Here's the 1-2. And a line drive to right. Nankill racing back. He's there. And the Ports have split the series as the Grizzlies fall quietly 4-2. And the Grizzlies drop their final game here at Banner Island Ballpark in 2024. The Grizzlies now drop to 43-11, 13-5 this year, their worst record at Banner Island Ballpark in their team's history. We will be back with the postgame right after this.
There are giants among us, and their impact is huge. They are the men and women building and sustaining our Navy's next generation submarines. They are giants in what they do because they work in a place where they can grow, where they can learn the skills to build careers as powerful as the beasts they forge. If you're ready to go big, get on board. We build giants at buildsubmarines.com.
Don't miss a pitch of Fresno Grizzlies baseball all season long. With promotions, fireworks, food specials, and more, there's something for everyone at Chuck Chansey Park. Tickets start at just $10. Grab yours now at FresnoGrizzlies.com, and we'll see you at the ballpark.
Watch me now!
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light, you might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam.
Welcome back for the post-game show here at Banner Island Ballpark in Stockton, California, as your Fresno Grizzlies fall by a final score of 4-2. Fresno and Stockton both 11-19 in the second half. The Grizzlies 49-46 overall. The Ports 37-57 as the team split this six-game series. Fresno, 2 runs, 7 hits, 1 error. They left 9 on base, 1-for-10 with runners in scoring position. Stockton, 4 runs, 7 hits, 1 error, 6 left on base. The winning pitcher, Jackson Finley, picks up his first professional win, now 1-6. The loss to Isaiah Coupe, now 5-5. The save to Micah Dallas, his 4th. Time of the game, 2 hours and 13 minutes. Paid crowd of 820. The Ports took a 4-0 lead and never looked back. Miles Naylor, an RBI, a 2 RBI double in the bottom of the second. TJ Schofield Sam, a home run in the 3rd inning, his 4th of the season. And then the Grizzlies, they were trailing 3-0 when the Ports scored another run in the 4th off a fielding error by Braylon Wimmer. At that point, the Ports never looked back, despite the Grizzlies adding a sacrifice fly in the top of the 5th from Andy Perez and a Ben McCabe RBI double. The Grizzlies, though, could not find a way to get back in this game as they fall quietly in the series finale. The Grizzlies had 7 hits in the contest. They had 5 going for doubles among their 7 hits. 2 hits for Luis Mendez and Nick Guile. But Ben McCabe had a big game, reaching base 3 times. He had an RBI to go along with it, as Ben McCabe scored 1 of the 2 runs as well. Nick Guile, the other run. First, Stockton, they had 7 hits, 2 RBI for Naylor at the bottom of the lineup. TJ Schofield Sam, the home run. 4 extra base hits for Stockton. So 14 hits. There were 9 extra bases between both clubs. The Grizzlies had 2 stolen bases, 1 for Miles Naylor for the Ports. Let's go to the pitching side of things now. Isaiah Coupe, now 5-5, a 5.56 ERA. 5 innings, 5 hits, 4 runs, 3 earned, 1 walk, and he had 10 strikeouts, 1 shy of a career high. Then it was Hunter Mann, a clean inning, 1-2-3 with 1K, and then Bryson Hammer, 2 innings of clean baseball, 3 strikeouts. He did allow 2 hits in that 9th. For Stockton, right-hander Jackson Finley, 5 innings, 4 hits, 1 run, it was earned, 1 walk, and 5 Ks. And then Alejandro Manzano, 3 innings, 3 hits, 1 run, it was earned, 1 walk, and 3 Ks. Micah Dallas, a quick 1-2-3, 9th inning, as the Grizzlies fall by a final score of 4-2. What had been a very high-scoring series end up being a very low-scoring Sunday here in Stockton, as the Grizzlies split the series with the Ports, and they are back in action on Tuesday after a much-needed off day tomorrow. The Grizzlies, they give the ball to Jace Kaminska, a 5-5 record, a 2.86 ERA. Lake Elsinore has yet to name a starting pitcher. Surprise, surprise. First pitch at 6:50 p.m. Our pregame show will be at 6:35 as the Grizzlies look to stop the red-hot Lake Elsinore Storm, who have won 5 in a row. Fortunately, the Grizzlies do not lose any ground on San Jose, as their second-half playoff hopes are still alive, but they need a big win, and they need your support as well. Grab your tickets now at FresnoGrizzlies.com. We'll be back in action next week against the Lake Elsinore Storm. Grizzlies fall by a final score of 4-2. However you are listening and wherever you're listening, thanks for tuning in to Stream Guys, FresnoGrizzlies.com, the Bally Live app, and MILB TV. My name is Stephen Rice. Have a blessed rest of your Sunday, and we'll see you on Tuesday for more Grizzlies baseball.
Wow.
Toyota's new Grand Highlander Hybrid really has 97.5 cubic feet of cargo space. I can upgrade my flower hobby into a flower hustle. And it seats 8? Do I want kids or become a dog mom of 8? Plus, it's got all-wheel drive, camping, skiing. Do I even have skis? Whoa, there's 15 other Toyota Hybrid models. Sounds dreamy. What are my dreams? Am I dreaming right now? Find yourself in a stylish new Toyota Hybrid today. Toyota, let's go places. What places? Where are we going?